If you're one of those same-sex couples and you need a lawyer, you could call Grant, or you might already have one. Sean Aiken joins us on Rob and Carrie right now. He is an attorney for some of the plaintiffs in this case, and it's kind of confusing to sort out what cases and where they are and how long it might be before Arizona overturns its ban. Sean, thanks for joining us on Rob and Carrie. How are you doing today?
Pleasure to be here.
Thanks. Thanks for joining us. Tell us who you represent and where your case is in the process right now, keeping in mind we're a radio audience of mostly non-attorneys.
That sounds like a fair condition. I represent seven couples, four in Maricopa County, one in Tucson, two in Flagstaff.
Okay.
And their case, our case, is one of two cases. We filed first January 6th. And Monday, we file our last set of papers with the judge. The clerks, the defendant clerks, Rob and Carrie, filed their last set of papers July 21st, and then it's in the judge's hands.
And how long? Which judges? Where are these judges right now?
Well, there's one judge, and his name is John Sedgwick. Judge Sedgwick is the chief of the district court in Alaska, but he's one of several visiting judges here in Arizona. So the case is filed here in Arizona. It's in the Arizona U.S. District Court, and Judge Sedgwick will decide the case.
We have a visiting judge from Alaska who's doing time in Arizona right now. I think he has a case, Sean, to get out of the state. This is backwards.
He might schedule it for the winter, though, so he can get out of the Alaska winter if he can come down here and do it. But, you know, typically, I don't know how often you've done this, Sean. Sean Aiken's with us. He's representing seven couples who have filed a same-sex marriage suit because the state in 2008, state of Arizona, voted to ban them. Your goal is to get rid of that ban and make it legal for these couples and other couples to marry. So how long does it typically take in a U.S. district court once all the paperwork is filed? Is it months? Is it a year? Do you have any clue?
Let me give you this. We filed our case just 10 days after the first of those 17 cases you mentioned that were in Grant Woods' piece this morning. Mm-hmm. That was the Utah case. That was December 28th. We filed January 6th. The Utah decision came almost exactly 9 months after the people up there filed in March of last year. So that's typical. It's fast, and we've certainly moved our case as rapidly as possible. I'm hoping, and there's just no way of telling this, it's the judge, it's up to him, it's his case, but we might have a decision around Labor Day, maybe sooner.
What are the grounds of your case? And again, I'm going to reiterate my warning that we are a non-legal audience for the most part. Grounds of your case are what?
Well, the two, and the easiest one, and the one I'd like to just have us focus on, have your listeners focus on, Rob and Carrie, is the equal protection guarantee of the U.S. Constitution. That's it. And it says simply that under the law, classes of people are treated the same when we talk about characteristics like gender, race, and in this case, the immutable characteristic, homosexuality. Mm-hmm. And it says, look, we can't give one set of rights to people based on that characteristic and hold them back from another. So that's the argument.
And are these rights that are in pursuit of, you know, the life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, or are we looking at benefits? Is this more of a financial argument, or is this just a freedom to be argument?
Well, there are over 1,000, count them, 1,000, actually 1,150 laws ranging from financial to benefits to obligations to rights that are at issue in Arizona. In other words, that depend on someone's marital status, whether you're married or not. But the constitutional guarantee has nothing to do with the type of guarantee. It just is, look, this is America. Our federal constitution guarantees equal protection. And how that turns out and what rights and so on follow from that and success in our case ranges across the board from, tax filing status to who has to testify against a spouse, yay or nay, depending on whether they're married. All sorts of rights are at issue here.
Yeah, and that's a good one to bring up, too, the testifying. That's a huge one, because if you're not married, you could still be compelled to do that. And it's one that just kind of gets pushed to the wayside a little bit. So what's the state's case against you guys? Again, Sean Aiken is joining us. He has filed a lawsuit on behalf of seven couples to throw out a 2008 ban on same-sex marriage here in the state of Arizona. The last paperwork that he has to file will be done on Monday. The state says what? That you're wrong. Why?
The state says we're wrong because this is the way it's always been.
I mean, it's a great argument.
No, if I had to boil it down in a sentence, and I don't think I'm doing them a disservice, and they filed a very nice set of papers in April in response to our motion, but it's a lot of argument about how it was back then, what the Bible says, and how it's been in past years. And I think the record speaks for itself. So far, 17 out of 17 judges haven't found that real persuasive.
Yeah, and some of the legal arguments, some of the judgments, some of the opinions written in regards to these cases are poetry. There was one out of Portland a couple of months ago that was so beautiful.
Yes.
You kind of want to engrave it on a plaque and say, here's my case. Can I add this as an addendum to my suit? Because because it's always been that way sounds like something your dad said when you asked about a stupid rule in your house. It just doesn't, just not that compelling because I said so.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just this case that it doesn't cut it in. Back in the 60s, late 60s, the U.S. Supreme Court, in ruling that mixed race marriage, which was illegal in Virginia in the case that went up called Loving versus Virginia, that banning mixed race marriage is unconstitutional, said the same thing. So it's always been true in this country. Just because somebody says, or one group feels, this is the way we do things, is a reason to hold back rights from another group. That's not American.
Yeah, totally agree with you. Sean, I have one final question for you, because I think what the Supreme Court did a year ago with the DOMA decision, Defense of Marriage Act, was leave a little bit of wiggle room that states like Arizona could still ban marriage. If this continues the way it is, that's kind of a moot point at this point, isn't it? If federal judges have thrown out 17 of 17, if Judge Sedgwick follows through, it's just gay marriages are going to have to be legal everywhere at some point, right?
Well, I agree with the sentiment, but let's face it, marriage could still lose in the Supreme Court. It's going to win or lose, I think, by a 5-4 vote. Hmm. It's going to be a Justice Kennedy, which I don't want to say it quite this way, but basically it's his decision. If you look at a lot of these other cases stretching back to a Colorado case in 96 and a Texas case in 03. So this is all very, from our point of view, satisfying, but once it gets up to the Supreme Court, that wiggle room you're talking about, Rob, is the place where the action is, and it could go the other way.
This is another opinion question for you, Sean. It's my last question. Kathy Herod, who obviously opposes your lawsuit and all of your clients, she's with Center for Arizona Policy, says there's no evidence that Arizona has changed its mind on same-sex marriage. Do you agree?
The latest information I've seen, and this is on 535.com or whatever that Nate Silverstein blog is, over 50, I think it's 52% of Arizonans now favor it, and by 2016 or 2020, it's going to be 58. It's really a generational thing, Carrie. Mm-hmm. I think that people are ready to accept this idea, and to say that Arizonans today don't share that view, I think the data disprove it.
Yeah. I appreciate your time, Sean. I
of course
will be watching for the ruling, not quite as carefully as you will, but I'm right behind you. I'm almost as interested. I'll qualify it like that. Thanks for your time.
Yep.
Terrific. Thanks. My pleasure.